Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Good day, friends. Hello. Welcome on in. I'm Ray. There's JP.
Oh, yep.
Thank you. Your ding's a bit slow. Are you all right? You have a bit of a slow ding this afternoon, JP. Is everything all right? Let's try again. Hi, I'm Ray. And JP's
Hello.
Over there.
Yeah, I've got a kind of an unresponsive ding.
Slow ding. You should get that checked out.
Maybe I need a multivitamin, do I?
It could be an age thing, actually.
It could be.
When you get older, your ding does get slow.
You can go to a clinic.
It's not as good as...
It affects more people than you think, Ray.
I'll take your word for it. Doesn't affect me. Look at Ray Foley.
Ding.
Wow. Sure, the ding is out before I even finish. I mean, Ray Foley, there it is. All right, would you like to start with a little joke this afternoon?
Oh, yes, please.
I think it's a nice way to start a radio show. Mm. I'll give you a knock-knock joke for your Wednesday afternoon. You ready? You know how they work. I ask you in the knock-knocks.
And I ask who's there.
Right, okay. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Daisy.
Daisy who?
They see me rolling. They hating. Patrolling and trying to kiss me riding dirty. 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 Trying to kiss me riding dirty.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Daisy.
Daisy who?
Daisy me rolling. Daisy me rolling. I love that now.
No way.
Oh my God. All right, soft launch day 262. It's Ray Foley.
Today FM's
Cash Machine. I'm making the call after two. The Jonas Brothers. Three of them. Nick. Joe.
Yeah.
And Finbar. They're doing great for themselves. It's lovely to see. What a man gotta do. Good afternoon. It's your race here. JP's over there.
Hello.
Someone texted saying that your ding, your dinging, your bell ding and ding. That's my ding there. But so Ray Foley, there it is, right? It's instantaneous. Mm-hmm. Ray Foley, before it's even out.
Yeah.
But there's a massive delay. I mean, it's a slow going ding. It's a slow moving. It's just not very effective. And I think it's an age thing.
Let me try it again. JP here.
Seems like it's not even going to go now.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Does that really affect my confidence?
Who was it? Does it affect your confidence?
It does a bit, yeah.
What about your self-esteem? Is it very low?
It is a bit, yeah.
It's very low. And it's not because you're short.
Maybe I need to eat more red meat. Thanks, Ray. Not only do I have a dodgy ding.
Well, the highest your self-esteem is ever going to get is 4.5 foot.
5'7" and a bit, thanks. Shaz says maybe JP should give his bell a wee rub. That should get
give it a
faster ding.
Go on, give it a rub then.
Okay,
go on.
I will.
Did that one?
No, nothing.
You just say your name then.
JP.
Try rubbing it again.
Okay, another rub. JP.
There it is. That worked.
Oh, it's back. It's like a battery. You just need to rub it.
The gang's all here. A little polish.
Perfect.
Aye. So my joke, knock knock.
Who's there?
Daisy.
Daisy who?
They see me rolling.
A lot of people loving it this afternoon.
Yeah.
People coming in with their own jokes as well. 0874-100-102.
Paul's in Roscommon, right?
I know he is. Yeah, I was about to say that.
Well, now that I've got my ding back, I've got so much more confidence.
There it is. Oh,
I
God.
Want to do Paul's joke, Craig.
I tell you what, you read the joke while I polish your ding.
I tell you, it's a high shine. Well, lads, what's the...
Do you polish it yourself a lot as well?
Well, you have to.
Do you have someone polish it for you?
You have to keep it working.
Oh my God,
right.
There's a whole lot of polishing going on there.
Yeah.
And you get someone in to do that for you.
Sometimes.
Oh my
if
God.
I'm lucky. Well, lads, what's the difference between a dirty bus stop and a lobster with breast implants?
What's the difference
between a dirty bus stop and a lobster with breast implants?
I don't know. What's the difference between a dirty bus stop and a lobster with breast implants?
One's a crusty bus station and the other's a busty crust station.
Hey! Woo-hoo! Paul, you did it. You did it. You've just done the best bit of the show. Congratulations, Paul. You get 36 extra listener bonus points. You can claim them in on the last week before Christmas 2023. Congratulations. Went swimming in the sea again today. I went sea swimming.
How was it?
How do you know someone that goes sea swimming?
Because they tell you.
Because they'll tell you. I went sea swimming this morning. Took my GoPro, you know, the GoPro camera I used to do record my videos. Because there's no point in jumping in the sea unless you take a video.
Got it. While you're
ready. So I've got a waterproof GoPro camera. I take that in. I do a little jump in, and I swear as I'm jumping into the water. Record a little song. Record a little video. It looked absolutely glorious this morning. Sun shining. Two of my great friends were swimming with me.
Question: does swimming in the sea, does that affect your ding, Ray? Would you come out of the sea and you'd kind of almost notice that your ding was different?
It'd be significantly smaller.
Yeah.
It'd be more kind of... No. Double dinging. Can't do it, sorry.
You're swimming with two mates.
Yeah. And then got out of the sea and I left my GoPro camera there. I forgot it.
Yeah,
I lost. I'm a fool. I'm a super fool. So if anyone finds a camera, that's my camera. Drop it into the guards and I'll give you a reward, all right? Give you two tickets for Niall Horan. I look after you. Don't worry. You can see she's a beautiful girl, she's a beautiful girl. 80 Tunstall on Today FM. The weekend, I can't feel my face. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon.
Hi, everyone.
Ray Foley for your Wednesday. Hello, friends. You can do a roll call if you like, JP.
All right.
My name's Raymond. There's John Paul.
Oh, sure.
And the discussion is... it's the chat rooms have lit up on the texts with regard to our dings and our dongs. This is my ding. So, Ray. JP.
Hi.
You don't say hi. You just wait for the ding, okay?
Maybe that's what it's putting my ding off.
Just concentrate on the ding. Don't worry about saying
but
hi.
But if I focus on it, that's going to make it worse.
Just breathe deeply, relax.
Okay.
Say your name now.
JP.
It was a bit...
Not bad.
A bit quicker that time.
Not bad.
Mark's over there. You were asking the question... when I get out of the sea, is it a ding or a dong afterwards? Because my ding is pretty intact. There it is. There you see. I was saying it's a short ding, actually.
Don't be rubbing my ding in your face, by the way. Just because it's better than mine.
So my regular ding is this. Mm. Nice, good ding there.
Strong ding.
But then when I get out of the water, it's that's all.
Oh,
that's all.
That's all you have.
That's all you get.
Much shorter, yeah.
Mark is over there. Mark, hello, Mark.
Afternoon, lads.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'd say when he comes out of the water, his ding becomes a bit of a dong. I love the show. Thank you.
Hey. I don't know how that works. Wouldn't a dong be bigger than a ding? I have a dong over here if you want to join my dong.
You have a dong as well? Wow.
That is a long dong.
That's impressive. Yeah, that's big.
That's just showing out. Leave it. I said I lost my... enough of that now. That's nonsense. Uncouth and common and... stupid, carry on. I said I lost my GoPro as well. Gone missing. I left it behind me at the swim spot at the 40 foot in Dublin today. If anyone finds it, that's my GoPro, that is. Hey, that's my camera.
Is it password protected?
No.
Okay.
There's nothing on there, though. It's just me jumping in the sea all the time.
Right.
Ken's over there. Kenneth?
Hey, lads. GoPro for sale. I think it was David Attenborough's. The last video seems to be of some sort of a killer whale or something.
Yeah, an orca-like, is it, Jeff? Very good.
Going cheap. Let me know.
All right, Jeff.
Ray Foley.
Put up on adverts there.
With Care Plus. Providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
Is that a manatee? But at least it's got a ding. You know what I mean?
I'm like a dugong.
A what?
A dugong. Forget a goodong. I'm more of a dugong. Right, Steve. I'm playing David Guetta.
The
next.
Last word with Matt Cooper.
I ask Carlton.
No. Killers and somebody told me on today. I'm not giving away tickets to the Killers this afternoon. I am sorry. Look at all of you texting. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Today FM's. Yo, come on. Summer of music you love.
Yeah, we play the music you love. And this is the summer of music you love. We want to send you to the gigs and the artists that you're a massive fan of. That's right. You can go see your favorite artist live with Today FM. And the Killers is on the list. But I do not have Killers tickets to give away this afternoon. I might tomorrow, but not today. Let's see. Yeah, the Killers are on the list. Florence and the Machine. We've got Pink tickets to give away. Pink live at Hyde Park in London. Lewis Capaldi, Dermot Kennedy, Tom Grennan and many more. We've already given away tickets to Harry Styles and Sam Fender today. And between now and midnight, we could also be giving away tickets to Harry Styles at Slane Castle on the 10th of June, Sting and Blondie at Malahide Castle on the 28th of June. I've got George Ezra tickets possibly between now and midnight, Musgrave Park in Cork on the 11th of June. Or I could have family passes for Kaleidoscope Festival featuring Gavin James, Bewitched and the Fun Loving Criminals. Here's what's going to happen. When you hear that we're printing your tickets now and the sound effect of the that's your cue to text. We need you to text the word summer along with your name, your age and where you're from. Once you hear that we're printing your tickets now, except better than that, like, this is my voice, like, when we've got an actual sound effect on the radio, like it's me going, it's not going to be
that an inkjet printer?
It's not going to be me doing that. Right, okay, it's going to be sound effects. God, you just can't leave me alone, can you? I'm doing me summer of music thing.
I know.
So I'll play it before an artist. It might be Sting or Blondie or Harry Styles, George Ezra, Gavin James, Bewitched or Fun Loving Criminals. It's going to be one of them. When you hear the when you hear it, text the word summer along with your details. And it could be you winning.
Ray Foley.
Life,
with Care Plus. It feels
like sorry, we're printing your tickets here. Can you shut up that printer, please?
Sorry.
So realistic.
Is that an Epson or is that a Canon?
I'm having an episode. We're printing your tickets now.
Today FM's summer of music you love. Stand by. We are now printing your tickets. Text or WhatsApp your details to 087-4100-102 to win.
I'm like that fella of Police Academy. That's what I'm like.
You know, you're right. Yeah.
I'm like your man of Police Academy with the sound of with the funny noises off my mouth. See, that's a printing of the tickets there. I sound like Ticketmaster printing machine. Onion Donegal's been on. She says, Jesus, Ray, next you'll be doing your impression of the old dial-up internet sound.
don't encourage him.
Sorry.
Wow.
Now, how's that for you?
Third time was a charm, wasn't it?
Let's go! Today FM's summer of music you love.
Told you I could do it.
What you couldn't see there was Ray making an obscene gesture in my direction.
Well, I could do it. Now, Fionnia, in your face. You're there in Donegal, you're going, geez, actually really good at that. That was just my lips. You need to get your lips just right.
Is it?
Right, okay. Yeah. You need to do this as well. Can you do that?
So many talents. No, I can't do it and neither can you, as it turns out.
Hang on, I can do it.
Wow.
Cheer that.
So atmospheric. That's better.
Ridiculous, carry on. If you're listening now for a cue to text, all you need to do is send the word summer along with your details. Tickets for Mr. Ezra to give away. That's right, George Ezra, performing live in Cork in Musgrave Park on the 11th of June. Is it called Musgrave Park again now? Has it reverted?
Why? Was the name changed?
Pendant Park.
Oh, it's definitely known as Musgrave now.
I know it's always been known as Musgrave Park. Was it?
We're getting lost in the weeds here.
Getting lost in Musgrave Park, how you doing?
It's ringing. This is Marion Rish. She's in Waterford.
Not far to go for a gig in Musgrave Park.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Marion. It's Ray Foley. Tell me everything.
How are you, Ray?
Tell me everything.
Hey, I'm loving the show at the moment.
Not this show, though.
Laugh at the moment.
It's not this show, is it?
Oh, it is. Oh,
my God. That's lovely.
I love the Ray Foley show.
It's very nice to hear. What are you up to today? Well, aside from listening to the radio, are you doing anything nice today in Waterford?
I'm actually just about to finish the ironing in work.
In work?
Yeah.
You iron in work?
Yeah.
What do you do? Where do you work?
I work for number 9 in George's Court here in Waterford. I'm one of the porters.
Oh, a porter, right, okay. So you got to do your ironing. And what time do you finish up at?
I'm actually due to finish at 3 o'clock.
Oh, we're nearly there, babes. 7 minutes and we're there. We're out the gap. The finish line is nearly in sight.
It's a great way to end the day.
Well, do you know what? If I give you a pair of tickets, wouldn't that be a lovely way to finish a crappy Wednesday?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say crappy at the moment because the weather's lovely down here.
Oh, I'd say so, actually. Well, it's getting a bit cloudy in Dublin, but if it's nice, once you're out the door at 3 o'clock, get a bit of sunshine, it'd be nice to get a sunny southeast, of course, why wouldn't you? So listen, George Ezra, he's performing in Musgrave Park in Cork on the 11th of June, and for you, I have a pair of tickets. Yeah. Well done, madam.
Oh, thanks so much.
You.
My daughter will be delighted when I tell her. She loves them.
Are you going to go together?
I'm hoping. I'll just have to obviously check the age restrictions for her because she's young, like, so.
Okay, well, it's on the 11th of June. You've got plenty of time to get it sorted. Fingers crossed you can go together. Have a great night in Musgrave Park in Cork. All with thanks to Today FM's Summer of Music You Love. Marion, thanks so much for taking the call.
All right.
Yeah.
I love your show.
Cheers. That is our All Irish Track of the Week this week. Brooke and Being Alone on Today FM. We play the music you love. Is Brooke scullion?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She's dropped the scullion.
Yeah, she's just a Brooke now.
Yeah, Cher used to be Cher scullion, but she also dropped the scullion.
Fascinating.
I know.
Our All Irish Track of the Week. You can check out Brooke on the Instagrams at Brooke Scullion. We're closing the lines in 3.5 minutes onto the Today FM cash machine. Would you like a reminder of your total?
Go on then.
€10,422.60. Making that call on the cash machine in just a few minutes. Stick around for that. We're winning all that dough. €10,422.60. Exactly 3 minutes before we close the lines at 3 p.m. That's happening after 3. Stick around. I'll place the gala next as well.
Ray Foley.
Oasis. Whatever. This is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good. Oh, it's just suddenly over then, isn't it? That's disappointing, isn't
it? The orchestra just left.
I was in the swing of it by then. Oasis, Whatever. Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray's my name, there's JP.
How are you?
Oasis, Whatever. Please hold caller. You don't mind holding the line, do you?
It's fine.
Sorry, I just need to check with my supervisor. It is a pretty long, drawn-out outro.
Oasis at their most Beatles-y, I'd say.
I love it. I absolutely love this song. shines. Volumes up. You're cranking out Today FM. At full volume. Looking glorious for a Wednesday afternoon. An Oasis is on the radio. Thank you very much. That's how it's done. That's how it's done.
Are you taking credit for that Oasis song?
Better be taking notes out there. That's how it's done. You see, I didn't show you the text I got.
Huh?
Someone who was supposed to be on with us this afternoon but can't now. Mm. They just sent me a text message. Now, you tell me what your reaction is to this. Hey, Ray, sorry, I won't be able to come on after all. Just to give you the... I'm not going to name them, but just to give you the backstory, okay? I was something I wanted to talk about, and we were getting them on to have a... You know, they're like, hey, it's ringing, have the chat.
Sure.
Talk about a thing. And they said they could come earlier today. They said, like this morning, they said they could come on.
Mm-hmm.
No bother. But now they're saying, hey, Ray, sorry, I won't be able to come on after all. I'd love to, but I couldn't make it work this time. I have ADHD time blindness, which makes my schedule tough to manage. Look that up.
Time blindness.
ADHD time blindness. Please feel free to suggest another date and time, and hopefully it'll suit both of us. Thanks again for getting in touch. Now, in my dealings with this person previously, lovely to deal with. Sound as a pound, right. Cool as a cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't seem like the type of person making up something to get out of having a chat. Like, it's not like they hate me.
Well, so far as we know.
Well, maybe they do. They did a pretty good impression of like, oh yeah, cool, I'd love to come on.
I've heard of face blindness before. That's where you can't recognise people. Or some people can't recognise other people. I have heard of that.
Is there name deafness? Is that a thing? Name deafness or name blindness?
Where I've never heard of the name deafness thing, no.
But that makes complete sense. Have you ever noticed, like, you just met someone, you have a 10-minute conversation with them, and then you go, they say, bye, JP, and you go, bye, person?
Bye, guy. I just thought that was because I'm not good with names.
Same, yeah.
I've looked it up, right. Time blindness refers to the inability to recognise when time has passed or to estimate how long something will take.
This is if you have ADHD, is it?
It doesn't Oh, yeah, it does. It does reference ADHD here.
See, I'm convinced I have ADHD, so I probably have time blindness as well.
You're not going to start using this as an excuse for being late all the time, are you?
I'm self-diagnosed ADHD.
He's just not punctual.
I'm self-diagnosed ADHD, self-diagnosed time blindness,
right.
Self-diagnosed name deafness, and self-diagnosed face blindness.
Or he's just rude.
Shit, that's fascinating. Like, this is Today FM. Let me get my time blindness guy out. Justin Timberlake and Like I Love You. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello. It's just Justin. How are you doing? Just Ray over here. Just JP there.
How are you doing?
Hey, how are you? Nah. Are we Vietnam, Johnny? So we're talking about ADHD. We're talking about time blindness, actually, which is associated with ADHD. Someone who was supposed to be on the show today said they couldn't because they've got time blindness. And I did a Ray Foley classic, which is, would you go on out of that? Maybe just an excuse for someone to not come on and talk to me. Because loads of people, believe it or not, actually really can't stand me.
Really?
And they will come up with any excuse not to appear on my show. One of our regulars says, a fellow ADHDer here, and that would be a real thing for some. I'll regularly try to fit 4 30-minute meetings into 1 hour without fully realising that isn't an option in terms of time blindness. Mine is like thinking, oh yeah, that'll only take me 10 minutes to get there, which is actually 45 minutes away, particularly in Dublin. You can't get anywhere in Dublin without spending an hour travelling.
I think I have the opposite of time blindness. It's my only skill. I can tell you exactly how long it will take me to do a series of 5 consecutive tasks.
I think everything takes 10 minutes. Everything.
Okay.
I'm convinced I have it. I'm self-diagnosed ADHD. Someone else says ADHD time blindness is a thing. It's horrendous. Alison Sligo texted as well. ADHD time blindness is so real. I have this so bad and it's so hard to explain to anyone who doesn't have it. I suppose that's the thing. People just don't understand. It's an opportunity to explain it. Let me call my ADHD, my time blindness guy.
You've got one. Okay.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Sonia?
It is, yeah.
Hi, Sonia. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Ray.
Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. You're the clinical psychologist and director of ADHD Ireland. I was telling the story about this time blindness, that it was used as an excuse, and out of my sheer ignorance, I was going, rolling my eyes and saying, go on out of that. But it is a genuine part of ADHD. Can you explain it for me?
Sure. Well, just a disclaimer, just to start, is that it's not true of every person who has a diagnosis of ADHD
or meets
diagnostic threshold, but it is true for a large number of ADHD individuals. It basically means that the perception of time, so how you measure time or how it passes, is different for a person who meets diagnostic criteria for ADHD.
Okay.
So in a nutshell, it would mean like if you had a group of individuals and you asked them all to stand up and you said, okay, I want you all to sit down after 5 minutes has passed, the ADHD individual in the group would either underestimate or overestimate the amount of time that 5 minutes is and would sit down way off the mark.
All right. So it's your inbuilt sort of time or your concept of time rather than it being specifically like, I just can't grasp the clock. It's your own sort of, your inbuilt sort of sense of how fast or how slow time is passing.
It is that internal clock. But if you think about it, this is going to impact in lots of different day-to-day tasks that an individual comes up against, you know, whether it be as a child or an adult. So if you're asked to, you know, have a project due for a certain time in the day at work, and you underestimate how long it's going to take you to achieve that goal, it means that you're going to miss that deadline. And that's a feature of ADHD. That's like a diagnostic criteria that we look out for as clinicians. It's like, you know, do you consistently miss deadlines at work? And that is related to that internal sense of time management in a way.
I've been self-diagnosing myself, and JP has been diagnosing me, and my wife has been diagnosing me for the last few years. JP would describe it to just my rudeness, right? That's just not showing up on time, just being late for appointments, or we'll arrange to get there. But I have a genuine... By the way, I'm not diagnosed, but like I say, it's a self-diagnosis. And you can see it in people with ADHD, that there's a sort of a... Oh, that'll only take me 10 minutes to get there, or it'll only take me 10 minutes to get ready... whereas, in fact, then I could show up 45 minutes late because I just didn't time it properly.
Exactly right. Or, you know, you might look at your day and be like, sure, I can get all of this done in one day. And you might be really good at making schedules for yourself. So you'll sit down and you'll try and plan out your day. But you completely, you know, overestimate how much you could get done in a day, which means that, you know, there's a knock-on effect for every task that you've scheduled. And so you could start off the day with the best of intentions, but it just all falls apart by the end of it.
It was refreshing. This person that we were dealing with, they owned it. They said it was a work thing, and they just said, I can't do it because of the time blindness. We'll try and do it another time. We couldn't make it work. What is the best way for people with ADHD that do have this complication, I suppose? What is the best way of managing it?
There's lots of different ways. Like, you know, one of the difficulties with time blindness is that you often do, you know, underestimate or overestimate the amount of time it takes you to do tasks. If it's a task that you do regularly, like get up in the morning and get ready to go to work or get ready to go to school, those routines are quite predictable. So becoming more familiar with how long it actually takes you to do these things, and breaking down those tasks then into smaller tasks. So if it is the morning routine for a child, it's not just get ready for school. It's you need to brush your teeth, you need to eat your breakfast, you need to get your school bag ready. And how long realistically does it take you to do each of those tasks? And then timers are amazing, you know, but alarm clocks, I mean, everybody benefits from them, don't they? We can all get sucked into activities that we find really pleasurable and completely lose track of time. That's the same for an ADHD person as well.
Yeah, and I suppose life is designed... to grab our attention more in like scrolling through your Instagram, or you've spent two hours or through TikTok or looking at TikTok or looking at Facebook or your iPad or watching the telly. This is where the smart speaker in our house, anyway, using the smart speaker for timers is always a good one to kind of manage your time. Is it just that we've become more aware of ADHD recently, or is there a particular prevalence of it now. That is it more common, or am I just imagining that?
Thankfully, there is more awareness out there, and with awareness comes more acceptance as well. And I think that that stigma around ADHD that used to exist, particularly like when I was a kid in my generation, that's improving over time as well. So what you have is a twofold effect. You have more people knowing what ADHD actually is, and people not being afraid to go forward for a diagnosis, knowing that it is a difference in brain functioning. So not being afraid of being labelled, I suppose, in a way.
Yeah.
And that comes from societal change too. So it's both. And then clinicians are better at picking it up. And added to that, then you can also now get diagnosed as an adult, which until 2013, it wasn't recognised as something that was carried on into adulthood. It was just for kids.
Wow, really? It's only in the last 10 years then that it's possible to be diagnosed then as a grown-up?
Yep, and that's one of the reasons why services for adults, particularly in Ireland, are lagging behind those for kids, because it just wasn't something that, you know, was available worldwide, really, until 2013, when it was in our manual. We have a manual as clinicians.
Yeah.
You weren't able to diagnose ADHD as an adult before 2013.
Wow, so it was always more focused as a child thing, and I suppose a focus on children and education. I've already downloaded the app, I'll have you know. I need an official diagnosis, though, rather than actually just using the app or using Dr. Google or having JP given out to me for being constantly lazy. The website is www.adhdireland.ie. That's adhdireland.ie. Sonia, thanks so much. Would you come on every week? And we'll talk about this every week now. Just
if you need me, I'm here.
keep me topped up. Sonia Morris from ADHD Ireland. Thanks so much for talking to me this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks
much
very
obliged.
Much.
Bye 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 bye.
Ray Foley.
Boys on picture of you. This is Today FM. I used to be really good at that. When I say M, the thing would start at the same time. Today FM. Today FM. Today FM. There you go. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Picture of you from Boyzone. Hello, I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
You nice?
Good.
ADHD. Mm-hmm. Talking about ADHD earlier on. They have an app. ADHD Ireland have an app, and it's fascinating. It's really interesting. And my wife has been at me for quite a while in the most direct terms saying, you need to go and get diagnosed for ADHD. There's no two ways about it. We were talking about time blindness earlier on. Loads of texts. Loads of people going, I think that could be me. Now, Paula said, I'm now officially certain I have that. I'm sending the podcast of that interview to my friends who just think I'm disrespectfully late all the time, from Paula. Yeah, I'm one of those people, like, I'm not always late, but I genuinely have a sense of, that'll only take me 15 minutes to get there. And it's actually 45 minutes to an hour.
My initial reaction was, this is just making excuses for people. But listening to Dr. Sonia,
you could see
that it could actually be a real problem in your life.
I think it might be why some people measure things in songs. Time doesn't mean anything, but if you're mowing the lawn with your earphones in, then you know you've been doing it for two songs or an album or whatever from Anonymous. That's fascinating. I do that. I do that if I'm in the gym. Now, it's not like I go to the gym very often. But if I'm in the gym or on the treadmill or on the bike, I'll go, right, here we go, I'll do six songs. But if I'm looking at the clock all the time, I'm like, oh my God, I want to die. This is so boring. And Siobhan's over there as well. 0874-100-102 on voice notes. We'd love to hear from you, Siobhan.
Hiya, Ray. Hiya. Fellow undiagnosed here, still waiting on a diagnosis.
Yeah.
But it makes you think back to the kids in your class. I was never the fidgety one, different in girls, but there was a lad in our class in the 80s who was sellotaped to his chair by the teacher because he couldn't, when he put his hand up, he literally couldn't stay sitting on the seat, so he used to stand up. And this teacher thought it appropriate and us all thought it was hilarious. Back in the 80s, you could literally do anything. Love the show.
Hey, sure, Siobhan. There was one kid in every class who was like, when you look back on it, I mean, and again, it's more common, or you know, it's more understood now, the diagnosis of ADHD. But if you look back, think back to the 80s, it's like there was two lads in every class that are like, oh, whatever, eye roll, they're the messers, they never sit in their chair, they're always jumping around, they're always messing in class. We just had no concept of the fact that it was ADHD.
100%, yeah.
The website, ADHDIreland.ie. You can check that out for yourself.
Ray Foley.
I'm going to have to get diagnosed.
With CarePlus, providing home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
I mean, is that the time already?
Are we late again?
It's gone.
For God's sake.
I never mentioned our Offaly competition. Do you know, and that's the thing. I've no concept of time. I'll have to tell you about our Offaly prize in a couple of minutes, and I'll play Arctic Monkeys next.
Today FM. Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley.
It's me.
Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Well, actually, it's not me. It's this fantastic prize. Two nights B&B plus one dinner at the fabulous 4-star County Arms Hotel. You'll get passes to Burke Castle and passes to the new Tullamore Dew Distillery Experience, all with thanks to Offaly Tourism. Go to offaly.ie for more details. Visit offaly.ie for more details. And we've got, just by pure chance, Offaly got this week. Look at that sunshine. Offaly in the sunshine. Outdoor water sports in the River Shannon. You can hike up the Schlieffblom Mountains. You can check out Burke Castle, which is fabulous. Ireland's hidden gem, Offaly. It's only an hour away from Dublin. Visit offaly.ie's the site.
Okay.
So we're playing our Offaly Waffly Offaly Challenge. You ready?
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about someplace in Offaly. If you work out where it is, tell us your answer, your name, and where you're from to 0874 100 102.
Despite the name, you won't find Orlando here.
Very good.
Now you see what
that's very good.
That, isn't it? Isn't
that's
it?
Very good. You'd find two of these on your jumper.
Oh, yeah. Sounds flower.
So no Orlando. Right. And you'd find two of them on your jumper.
I think that's nearly opposite.
Or your shirt.
Yeah. Sounds flowery. And there could be flowers up there for all
I know. There's a flower festival, actually. Same name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go on.
Look at us waffling. Because it's the Offaly, Waffly, Offaly Challenge.
Yeah. There's at least 10 of them, by the way.
I didn't know there was that many of them.
There is, yeah.
The biggest one is 527 metres tall.
Go on.
I'm not going to go. Actually, that's enough. You've got enough.
Ray Foley.
Where are we talking about? Text now and good luck. Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber and Shtay. This is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. It's Ray Foley in and on. We're doing our Awfully Waffly Awfully Challenge. We're very awfully awfully, aren't we? Very awfully awfully. Break in Offaly to give away, get away from it all, and escape to Offaly in the sunshine. And there's loads to do, loads of places to visit. Actually, just have a look at the website. It's www.visitoffaly.ie. All thanks to Offaly Tourism and visitoffaly.ie. So we were waffling a couple of minutes ago. Can you tell where we were? Want me to make a phone call?
Yes, please.
Were people getting it?
Yeah, loads of people were getting it.
Was my amazing clue giving?
I think it was the one about the arms.
The arms of my shirt and your jumper. Who am I calling?
Dave Kenny
in the afternoon. Hello, David.
Yes, speaking.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Tell me everything.
Well, Ray, how are things?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad.
You have an excellent DJ name, it has to be said.
Yeah, it is. That's a good one.
DJ Dave Kenny in the afternoons. Dave Kenny's.
Yeah. Dave Kenny, looking for your comments.
Dave Kenny, if you want to text Dave. Dave, you're live with Dave Kenny in the afternoons.
You'll find me at Dave Kenny.
Dave Kenny DJ at hotmail.com. Dave.
Yeah, sounds good, all right.
I'm telling you, man.
You should be in the industry, Dave.
Dig out the wheels of steel. Dave Kenny's making the cash machine call after three this afternoon.
Cross over to Dave.
Where in the world are you, Dave?
I am in Limerick City.
Okay, and what are you up to?
I am working from home at the moment.
Oh, nice. I love a working from home. And is it sunny? Yeah. Is it sunny in Limerick today?
It is. It's beautiful. It's lovely looking out here at the window.
I love the way he specifies, for just in case a supervisor, boss or manager is listening, he's looking out the window at it, guys. He's not actually in the yard or the back garden.
Dedicated worker.
He's inside. He's on Teams. He's on Outlook, guys. He's plugged in. Yeah, right. You chancer. Look at your work from home. Coming in then on your one work day a week, sunburnt in the face. Oh yeah, that was a... Oh, how did that happen? Oh, it happened in the evening on my time off. Oh yeah, I bet. Do you want to say hello to anyone?
Say hello to Adelaide and Thinker. I'm transporting Limerick.
Cool beans. Hi to the gang then. And Dave, tell us, where were we talking about in Offaly?
The Slieve Bloom Mountains.
You're absolutely right. Yay! You legend. So for you, I've got a two-night B&B and a dinner in the fabulous four-star County Arms Hotel. For two, you get passes to the Burr Castle and passes to the new Tullamore Dew Distillery Experience. Visit Offaly.ie. Well done, sir. Thanks so much for taking the call.
Thank you so much. Oh, and Ray?
Yeah.
Love the show.
Yay! Nice.
Nice pause.
Dave Kenny in the afternoon.
Dave. Right.
Cheers, Dave. Have a lovely day.
Yeah. Cheers, guys.
Bye. A great choice tune. As selected by Dave Kenny in the afternoon. BTS and Dynamite, 2 Day FM. Playing the music you love. I'm jaded after that now. I need a little snoozy at the garden. Out the back garden in the sunshine. Might get a little bit of sunburn. Fingers crossed to get a bit of sunburn as well. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, we didn't get to do BTS Toe. BTS Toe.
Yeah.
Where the BTS boys reveal that they're forming a super group with superstar DJ Tiesto.
Right.
BTS Toe. BTS Toe.
I get it.
They're going to call themselves BTS Toe.
I know.
We didn't get to do Maya Jamas and the Papas.
Yeah.
Where Love Island host Maya Jama reveals her karaoke song of choice is anything by the Mamas and the Papas. She loves California Dreamin'.
She doesn't do it.
Is California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas?
It isn't, DJ.
I got lucky on that one. And we didn't get to do Jama Mia, where Love Island host Maya Jama reveals her favourite musical is the ABBA Extravaganza Mamma Mia in Jama Mia. Maya Jama Mia. Maybe we'll get to see that tomorrow. Matt Cooper's next.
Yes.
God.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.